First of all, I would like to apologize to you that I did not visit you earlier. I was traveling, actually. You deserve more than visits. You deserve all of our support. You deserve our dua. You deserve all types of support from the entire Muslim community. And alhamdulillah, I heard that the Muslim community is supporting you, which is really very good. Brothers and sisters, believe me, don't ever belittle what you are doing. And don't think that what you are doing is just only for Gaza and the Gazan people. No, you are actually shaping the future of the entire humanity. Please do listen to this. You are shaping the future of the entire humanity. You are our teacher. You are not a student. You understood the purpose of this educational institution, which is to what? To pass the messages, to educate people how to be free from imperialism, free in the way they think, not to be controlled, to make their own decisions based on their own way of thinking. So you are actually shaping the future of the entire humanity. And the minimum we can do for you is to support you, to make dua for you, and to advise you to continue. You are, as I said, you are not supporting the people of Gaza. You are in fact supporting your future, a bright future for yourself, a bright future for your children. You are supporting people all over the world who want to be independent from any hegemony, from any control, from the control of certain superpowers who are just running after their own interests. Be proud of that. And you are the forefront of our ummah. And Allah Jalla wa Ala said, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu kunu qawwamina bil qisti shuhada'a lillah. You are those who are establishing justice. You are those who are establishing justice. We are proud of you, and the Muslim community should be proud of you. Remain united, remain strong, and your resilience will make a huge difference. Despite whatever they said about you, despite what they do to you, remain united, have this resilience, and you will see, inshallah, all of us, we will see victory sooner, not later. May Allah preserve you, may Allah protect you, and you, as like my children, wallahi, I feel very humble standing before you. I really feel very small standing before you. You are greater than me in terms of experience, in terms of understanding, in terms of courage, in terms of resilience, in terms of everything. May Allah Jalla wa'ala protect you. This is the minimum that I can say to you. Keep it up, and we will see, inshallah, a brighter future for the entire humanity, not only for the people of Gaza.
Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar!